stuff you sent.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it would?
So I thought we could just start with your birth and childhood. It's an interview with Richard McClanathan in Phippsburg, Maine. And this is August the 31st, 1994. Robert Brown interviewing. You were born in 1916.
Yes.
In Methuen.
Yes.
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Were your family long from that place, or was this a?
The family were from that part of Massachusetts. The family had mills in Lawrence, Lowell, and Haverhill, and my father at that time was living in Methuen. My grandmother lived there, his mother, and he had a tannery and belt factory and so on that supplied all of the textile mills in Lawrence. And so shortly after that, we moved to Andover, which was a very pleasant place to live. And
had Methuen been more of a small and partly industrial?
Yeah, a small factory town. And it was a great big township. It came before Lawrence, I believe. And so several other towns were carved out of it. But my grandmother's house was a big Victorian pile that was right on the main square. Looked as though it ought to belong to the mayor of the town. And it was ornate Victorian, and it was a perfect place for a murder mystery or something like that. An almost Charles Adams-like atmosphere, which I remember with great interest. And as a kid, the attic was colossal, very high. It had mansard roof. And I remember being frightened to death by a near life-size statue of Henry Clay that loomed out of the shadows there. Why he was there, I don't know.
Was your grandmother from New England as well?
Yes, she was Alberta Hemingway, and she came from Framingham. And the Hemingways and the Bowditches and the Edgells were three of the early settlers in Framingham. At the time that it was also a vast tract. And the family had a grant which was, what was it called? Knobscot, after the Indian name. And my great-grandfather built most of those, designed and built most of those older buildings on the green in Old Framingham Center. And we kept the family farm for years, where my grandmother and her four sisters grew up. I had four great aunts. I was outnumbered 100 to 1. And we used to all have family reunions at the farm in Framingham, which was kind of fun because it was a working farm and there were animals around and all of that. It was very pleasant.
You were outnumbered. Were you an only child?
No, I have a brother who's 3 years younger than I. And we obviously came from different planets. Our personalities are totally different, and we're very, very different. He lives in San Antonio, and he's a retired colonel in the Air Force.
Well, the move to Andover, was Andover considered a very pleasant and desirable?
It was, and compared to the somewhat grimy mill town, which Methuen was, it was opener, prettier, all of that. And it had a few mills, but they were way down the foot of the hill. And, of course, the academy was there, Andover Academy. And my father bought land adjoining the academy, which was wonderfully handy because it was right on the playing fields, and he didn't have to cut the grass. And so it was just as if we had acres and acres and acres of our own lawn out there, you know, which was it was a beautiful setting. It's a nice house designed by what was his name? Lowell, the architect.
Guy Lowell,
yeah, whom my father knew and who had a lot to do with the Museum of Fine Arts.
Well, did your father have interests in arts, or was it particularly your mother?
My mother was a concert pianist, and my father was a pretty good painter. He was totally an amateur painter, but he'd done it all his life. And he was good enough, so he was invited to show in the Guild of Boston Artists, and he was a kind of a conservative, broken color impressionist, which Bostonians were in those days. And he did nice, splashy watercolors. And I always suspected that they were really better than he knew at the time, because they stand up pretty well.